penalty kill tonight.
Yeah, that's good.
Frolik, shorthanded, game winner. Just what did your club do so well when you were down?
Well, you know, I realized that after the game how nice it is. Like, we rolled eight guys up front, but you have eight guys that you feel comfortable killing penalties with. So that's part of what's exciting for our team. And then it's confidence is everything. You're starting to see a little confidence on our power play, so we're moving around better. But our penalty kill has been good. Even this stretch of games where we've given up some goals, it's been just about as consistent all year, and lots of confidence.
They're a tough team to play, just kind of looked like anyway from up top structure-wise. How was the challenge that was here tonight?
You know what? I thought we were really good. I think a couple things affected us in the third period, losing Adam and having lost Matty Perreault last game for bulk. And I mean, it was the worst possible situation. We're down to running three lines, and there's no timeouts in the last 10 minutes of that game. I mean, I'm looking at the clock expecting two more, and we'll be able to reset and get some rest. But you know what? We played a really solid game, I thought, through two, again at 2-1, because these games are so tight. They get a little energy and start coming a little bit at us. But I thought we did a good job staying in our structure, even when we weren't 100% sure what was coming the other way. I'm sorry?
What'd you think of the hit?
You know what? I think it was the right call, to be honest with you. I think it's a five. I don't think there's anything more on that, to be honest with you. I think the referees got it right on the ice.
A couple guys in there said it was kind of an ugly win, but you guys can thrive in those situations. What is it about this team that you know, that has the ability to grind away and get a result in a game like this?
It's what we're good at. I mean, that's the kind of people that we have. They're a highly competitive group, and we can suffer some adversity over the course of a game and still manage to survive.
You say this is the ideal kind of road game to play on the second of a back-to-back?
Yeah, for sure. We you know, it was tough for our goaltender too, because he sat for a long stretch without a whole lot going on, and he had some tough saves in the third. I didn't feel we sat back at all. I thought we were, for back-to-back nights, we were good and aggressive out of the gate. And, you know, defensively through two periods, we were very, very strong. And I think a couple things. The Lowry's getting kicked out 7 straight minutes of a kill kind of pulled us off a bit of our offensive game. But I was comfortable with that. We were putting pucks at the net and reloading well. So I liked our game.
What overall, Brian Little's been able to have the hot hand here early in games for your team?
Yeah, you know what? Since that, they played those two games at the start against Detroit and St. Louis where they didn't get anything, but they had played well, and now they're starting, I think there is some chemistry starting to develop. It's a different style of game they're being asked to play than before, and they've made good adjustments. Confidence is everything for anybody, you know. So Brian goes a stretch where he's not scoring, he's feeling a little bit, and now he feels good. And it was nice to get a power play goal, you know, keep that positive feeling on our power play going.
Puck movement on the power play.
Yeah,
more seamless.
Better pace to everything we're doing. The first minute of our power play in the second period last game, we didn't score, but it looked good. More quickness, a little more comfortable with our positioning on the ice and how we're trying to get the puck to the net.
Just a thought overall on getting the 4 possible points through Columbus and Buffalo here to begin this trip?
Tough to do, you know, because these guys won 3 in a row, and Columbus has played a real hard game, and coming off a St. Louis game that was physical, you know. So a tough challenge playing against more rested teams. Really happy with the way I thought, you know, everybody had a little piece. Our goaltender, and it was in the third for us tonight, had a piece of that. Penalty kill and power play won us the game, and then we were pretty darn solid 5-on-5. We're trying to find that balance right now of getting pucks to the net, and we're really encouraging Jared D to try to move on that line, but there is time to fish and time to cut bait.
Thank you.